Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Bhutan to set up two cross-border rail links to connect two important cities of Bhutan with Assam and West Bengal. Free trade agreement with four European Free Trade Association countries to come into effect from Wednesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon BJP workers to ensure benefit of GST reductions are passed on to public in non-BJP ruled states. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauds the crucial role of Coast Guards in addressing maritime security threats and managing disasters. Massive protests against the government break out in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as citizens demand their basic rights. And at World Para Athletics Championships, Rinku Singh wins gold and Sundar Singh Gurjar silver in men's javelin throw F46 category in New Delhi. India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links projects at a total outlay of 4,033 crore rupees. The railway project includes Kokrajhar Jelefu and Banarhat Samste. Addressing a joint press conference in New Delhi, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the project will connect two important cities of Bhutan, namely Jelefu and Samste.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Gelefu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian Railways at Kokrajhar and Banarhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
The minister said the entire investment in these railway projects will be made by India. Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan by India. He said the MOU in this regard was signed last year during the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Bhutan.
This will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan. The memorandum of understanding for this connectivity was signed during the visit of the Prime Minister to Bhutan last year. India and Bhutan share a relationship of exceptional trust, mutual respect and understanding. This is a relationship that is rooted in cultural and civilizational ties, extensive people-to-people relations and our shared developmental and security interests.
Earlier today, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary dedicated 7 trains, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains to Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the newly built Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg in the national capital. The foundation stone for this office was laid by BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in June 2023. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister highlighted that Delhi BJP has got a new office on the pious occasion of Navratri.
दिल्ली के लोगों की अपेक्षाओं को पूरा करने के लिए दिल्ली भाजपा हमारी ये सरकार कठोर परिश्रम कर रही है. दिल्ली सरकार दिल्ली के नवनिर्माण में लगी हुई है और इसलिए दिल्ली भाजपा सरकार और दिल्ली भाजपा कार्यालय जब कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर ऐसे ही चलेंगे तो हम विकसित भारत विकसित दिल्ली का सपना और तेजी से पूरा कर पाएंगे.
Speaking about the next generation of GST reforms, Mr. Modi called upon the BJP workers that in non-BJP ruled states where the party is in opposition, it must hold the governments accountable to ensure that GST reductions are passed on to the public.
हमें सुनिश्चित करना है कि नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स का फायदा सामान्य से सामान्य व्यक्ति तक पहुंचना चाहिए. हमें ग्राहकों को भी जानकारी देनी है और अपने दुकानदार भाइयों को भी जागरूक करना है. जहां हम विपक्ष में हैं वहां तो हमारी जिम्मेदारी और अधिक बढ़ जाती है। वहां जो सरकार है वो जीएसटी में कमी का पूरा लाभ जनता को दे, ये हमें पक्का करना ही होगा। हमें भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाना है और स्वदेशी को अपनाना है।
Speaking on the occasion, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda said Prime Minister Modi has dedicated every moment of his life to the nation and the party. He said Mr. Modi always thinks about the welfare of the 140 crore people of the country. GST Bachat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. Today, we are presenting a report on GST cut in the agricultural sector.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has implemented significant tax reduction in the agriculture sector to benefit farmers. Under GST 2.0, tax on tractors below 1800 cc has been reduced from 12% to 5%. Lower GST on tractors will bring down the purchase price of tractors, making them more affordable for small and medium farmers who form the majority of tractor buyers in India. Similarly, the government has cut GST on agriculture machinery. Under the new tax structure, GST on harvesting or threshing machinery and composting machines has been reduced from 12% to 5%. These reduced tax rates will encourage mechanization in agriculture, helping farmers save time, reduce manual labor costs, and improve crop productivity. Talking to the media, Shikhar Pagaria, a tractor showroom owner from Madhya Pradesh, said that this reduction is benefiting farmers directly.
The government has reduced GST on tractors from 12% to 5%, giving farmers a direct benefit of 7%, which translates to savings of 20,000 to 90,000 rupees. This move has generated significant enthusiasm among farmers who are now actively visiting showrooms.
The GST rationalization in the agriculture sector will reduce the cost of farm equipment and make it more affordable for small and marginal farmers. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The center has said that its doors have always been open for dialogues on Ladakh matters with the apex body Leh, ABL, and Kargil Democratic Alliance, KDA, at any time. In a statement, Ministry of Home Affairs said the government would continue to welcome the discussion with ABL and KDA through the High-Powered Committee, HPC, on Ladakh or any such platform. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has constituted an NDA delegation to visit Tamil Nadu's Karur and look into the circumstances which led to the incident of stampede. During the visit, delegation will also meet the affected families and submit its report to the BJP President. BJP MP Hema Malini will be the convener of the delegation with BJP MPs Anurag Thakur, Tejasvi Surya, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde and TDP MP Putta Mahesh Kumar included as members. Meanwhile, Union Minister for Finance Nirmala Sitharaman today visited Karur, where the debt toll has risen to 41 in the stampede which occurred during the political rally of TVK on Saturday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that the Free Trade Agreement FTA with the European Free Trade Association EFTA countries, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland will come into effect from Wednesday. Addressing the valedictory session of the UP International Trade Show at Greater Noida today, Mr. Goyal informed that the developed nations are keen to sign FTAs with India, which has already concluded such agreements with the UAE, Australia and the UK. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called for integrating artificial intelligence, drones and automated response mechanisms into the country's maritime security framework. Addressing the inaugural session of the 42nd India Coast Guard ICG Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, the Defence Minister lauded the Coast Guard's crucial role in addressing maritime security threats and managing disaster situations.
I commend the Indian Coast Guard for its unparalleled dedication and professional excellence in protecting our coastline. At its inception, Indian Coast Guard began with a meager fleet, but today, with 152 vessels and 78 aircraft, Indian Coast Guard has become a powerful force. Indian Coast Guard has brought glory to the nation and earned the trust of every Indian.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. In our special series, Seva Parv, we bring you how the government is positioning India among the world's leaders in deep sea exploration through the Samudrayaan project, India's first manned deep sea mission.
Over the past decade, India has been diving into the last great frontier of exploration, the deep ocean. At the heart of this lies the Samudrayaan project, India's first ever manned deep sea mission. Launched in 2021, the deep ocean mission marked a transformative leap in India's scientific and strategic capabilities. Focusing on ocean wealth and strengthening the blue economy, India created the Matsya 6000 submersible in collaboration with France. The vessel, designed to carry three aquanauts to an incredible depth of 6000 meters, created history when aquanauts commander Jatinder Pal Singh and Raju Ramesh dived 5000 meters deep. On Independence Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the National Deep Water Exploration Mission, which aims to explore oil and gas reserves in the sea. Terming it Samudra Manthan, he said that the initiative will be executed in mission mode, highlighting India's push for self-reliance in energy sector.
देश को विकसित बनाने के लिए हम अब समुद्र मंथन की तरफ भी जा रहे हैं। हमारे समुद्र के मंथन को आगे बढ़ाते हुए हम समुद्र के भीतर के तेल के भंडार, गैस के भंडार, उसको खोजने की दिशा में एक मिशन मोड में काम करना चाहते हैं। और इसलिए भारत ने नेशनल डीप वाटर एक्सप्लोरेशन मिशन शुरू करने जा रहा है।
The country also made notable strides in developing indigenous deep-sea technologies, including vehicles and pressure-resistant materials, with successful trials already in progress. By venturing into the depths of the ocean, India is not only unlocking vast reserves of minerals, biodiversity and energy, but also positioning itself among the few nations with advanced deep-sea exploration technology.
In Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir's Muzaffarabad, at least two people were killed and 22 injured after a Pakistan security forces today opened fire on residents protesting against the government, demanding for basic rights. Protests have also been reported in Dadiyal and other areas of the POJK. The Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf unit in POJK amplified these protests online, issuing a series of statements accusing the government of incompetence and repression. At the World Para-Athletics Championships, Rinku Singh won the gold medal and Sundar Singh Gurjar secured the silver in the men's javelin throw F46 category today. Rinku threw a distance of 66.37 metres, while Sundar Singh reached 64.76 metres. The third position was claimed by a Cuban athlete and India's Ajit Singh finished fourth. In the medals tally, India stands at the sixth position with a total of five medals, including two golds. In shooting, India today swept the podium at the ISSF Junior World Cup in the women's 10-meter air rifle event in Delhi. Ojaswi Thakur claimed gold with 252.7 points, while Hrudaya Singh Kondur secured silver with 250.2 points. S. Shirsagar added to the glory by winning bronze medal with 229.4 points. In the men's 10-meter air rifle event, Himanshu clinched gold with 250.9 points, while Abhinav Shaw bagged bronze with 228.4 points. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Bhutan to set up two cross-border rail links to connect two important cities of Bhutan with Assam and West Bengal. Free trade agreement with four European Free Trade Association countries to come into effect from Wednesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon BJP workers to ensure benefit of GST reductions are passed on to public in non-BJP rural states. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauds the crucial role of Coast Guards in addressing maritime security threats and managing disasters. Massive protests against the government breaks out in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as citizens demand their basic rights. And at World Paralympics Championships, Rinku Singh wins gold and Sundar Singh Gujjar silver in the men's javelin throw F46 category in New Delhi. And with that, we end the news at 9. Good night.